Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Kick off your future with the law firm of Kundori & Murad, the official G&D show sponsor. They'll protect your assets, update your will and trust. Schedule a free estate planning strategy with one of their Fairfax-based attorneys. Visit kmlawyers.com and mention us, Grant and Danny, and you'll get a discount. kmlawyers.com. Looks like there was just an update posted. Defenders tickets, only a few available looking at the seating chart for tomorrow.
Man.
Which is very, very cool. So
people love it.
They sell out their UFL game over at Audi Field. We're going to be joined by their starting running back coming up in an hour, but tickets are still available. I'll be out there on Sunday, so hopefully I see some of our listeners. Capitals have a huge game tonight after their loss to the Penguins, which was just devastating to their chances at kind of punching their ticket before the final few games, and now they're looking up to even get into the playoffs. Darcy Kemper's going to start a net, we just found out.
Mm-hmm.
Darcy Kemper has not played very well. In fact, it's very, very hard to trust him at this point, the way he's been performing. On top of that, he got super banged up the last couple of days. So in a back-to-back, you're not going to play Lindgren a second straight night for what would be like the 18th game in the last 19. You got to play someone else eventually.
Someone has to play goalie.
So Kemper gets the call in the middle of a stretch where he has been not reliable and he's not 100% healthy. With the season potentially on the line, a massive game in Carolina, second night of a back-to-back against a team that's got 20 more points than you.
It's fine.
Other than that,
it's fine.
Go get them, boys. It's going to be a tough one.
All right, Sisyphus, get that boulder up there all the way to the top of that hill and just leave it there.
I'm going over to Nats Park, so I'll be watching that one on my phone to get things started this evening. But just saw that Billy Johnson 4 minutes ago had that. Darcy Kemper to start in goal for the Capitals in Raleigh. No other lineup changes after their loss last night. Without further ado, Danny, it's a Friday. You know what time it is?
A little after five. Oh, no, I know. Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag. Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag.
Tell him, Darris.
Mm-hmm.
Tell him.
Mm.
That's our singer on the show. Darris Dameron making plays.
Best singing voice, Darris Dameron.
Producer extraordinaire. Yes. So the way this works is you get to ask us whatever you want. If there's a sports topic we haven't covered, if there's a non-sports topic you want to hear our thoughts on, if there is a team or a sport that we typically don't have in our purview that you want our take on, now's the time.
So I got an example.
800-636-1067.
It's my fault. Jumped in there prematurely.
It'll be all right.
You could tweet us at Funny Danny, at Grant H. Paulson, as our guy Guylo did. He had a question. This is a good way to kind of kick things off. These are the kinds of things we're asking you to ask us. It's a question for Grant, for me, and for Darius. Gylo asks, do you guys think if GP got on Helldivers, he would enjoy it? Also, Danny and Darius, what are your levels? The answer is I don't think he would. I don't believe
video game or TV show.
It's a video game. Helldivers. It's a online massive co-op. It's like if Starship Troopers came to life, except it's not coming to life. It's a video game.
That sounds like something I would not like.
You would hate it.
Here's how I can answer Gylo's question very easily. Is it Madden?
No.
Is it the show?
No.
Is it an NHL hockey game? Or is it NBA 2K?
No, it's none of those.
It's none of those.
Then I'm probably not going to play it.
Yeah. Grant, I think, Gylo, the answer is, if he had an open mind, which is the biggest if of all time, the answer is no, he does not. But if he did, I still don't think it'd be for him. I think it's too chaotic, too much. He'd be too frustrated too early on. I'm a level 15 sergeant. Darius, what are you?
That's it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh.
Sorry.
Did I just get level shamed?
Wow, you definitely got level shamed.
Because you've had the game for so much longer than me. Yeah, so I felt, wow. I'm sorry, dude.
You could say it's okay.
I apologize. I'm level 26.
Wow.
Space Chief.
So he's got the exoskeleton.
That's embarrassing.
I do have the exoskeleton. I haven't used it yet, actually.
First of all, what are you doing?
By the way, you said level 26 what?
I'm a Space Chief.
I'm judging you very hard. That's the nerdiest thing anyone's ever said.
Why would you judge that?
Well, because you're a Space Chief. That's why.
That's my title.
I'm sure.
Syracuse Space Chiefs.
And Danny just said he's a sergeant.
Yeah, so level 15 sergeant.
I've never been more sure about anything.
Well, Space Chief is over a sergeant.
His is way over mine.
Space Chief Crummel's a sergeant.
Do you understand he can call the Patriot exosuit whenever he wants? I can't. And he hasn't even used it? You know how insulting that is?
He can't call the Patriot exosuit.
He can.
I can, yeah.
He can.
Have you ever used the Brady exosuit?
I have not used it yet, no.
Call the Belichick exosuit tonight.
The Gerard Mayo exosuit.
What's he waiting for, do you think?
I don't know. I don't know what you're doing. Mm. You can wreck anything and everyone.
All right, let's get to it. Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag. Darius, his voice is warmed and ready to go. Let's get it going.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag.
We start with Kristen in Silver Spring. Hello, Kristen.
Hey, boys. How are you guys doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, so I'm glad you invented this very novel segment because I've been dying to get to the bottom of this for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
I had turned on the radio and caught the very end of this segment, and I'm hoping you can fill me in on the backstory. There was a woman who called in with her son, and I think she was trying to call into a different radio show and somehow involved a sports jersey, and there was a lot of confusion. And please help me out. What the heck happened there?
Good question. So I do remember this.
Okay, so the details are fuzzy, but I know vaguely what she's talking about.
So there was a lady who called in to our show.
Yeah.
But she thought she was calling in to a station that did music in New York to try to win tickets for something.
Okay.
She accidentally called into our show. They put her on hold. I don't really know why or how, but she got through to us, right? She then proceeded, when she got through to us, to be very confused that we were a sports show.
Mm-hmm.
And she found out on the air, she's like, I'm calling for this. We didn't know what she was talking about. And we said, we do this. She didn't know what we were talking about. And there was a lot of confusion, as Kristen pointed out. The gist was, eventually, she said, oh, my son loves sports. He's a Jets fan. So she put her son on. She was just some lady that didn't really understand what we were doing. And then her son came on the show, and he said he was a huge fan of the Jets.
The Jets.
And I asked him if he was excited about Zach Wilson. I think he said that he was. They were about to draft him or something. Now, I don't remember why. Do you remember why I got him a jersey?
That's the part I can't remember. That's what's hazy to me. Because somehow it got worked into, tell you what, give me your, not on the air, but offline, give me your name and address. I'll send you a Zach Wilson jersey.
It's something
because
like,
you were in because you like Zach Wilson. I'm not joking. I'm saying that's something. There was a thing there.
No, but I think it was something happened with him.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it was, where he was having a tough time or something.
Like he was supposed to have something happen and then he didn't.
Yes. And so I felt bad, and I got him a Zach Wilson jersey. Now, here's the bad news. I got him a Zach Wilson jersey.
Yeah.
I sent him a Jets jersey, and it was a Zach Wilson jersey. So I had to get their address, and then I mailed it to them, and that happened. But I sent him a Zach Wilson jersey. That's the other thing I remember.
Mm-hmm.
Yee.
That's the why you sent the jersey. That's the part that escapes me.
So that's the one part of the story I don't remember, but it is a good memory. David in Ashburn, what's up?
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag.
You're on G&D's Tony's Mailbag.
Okay, I have three radical sports changes that I'd like to run by you, and I'm going to list them from least radical to most radical, just to see if you hate them or not too bad.
Okay.
Okay, number one. The winner of the NIT tournament gets an automatic bid to the NCAA tournament the following year.
Yes, I will allow it.
I would do that. I would sign up for that. Yes.
Okay, good. You allow that. Next one. Regular season baseball, there is no extra innings. We go to hockey standings rules. A win is worth 2 points. A tie is worth 1 point.
No.
That's a no from me.
Not in a million years. I would rather cut off my leg at my knees.
I'm not going that far. I love the ingenuity, but no, also.
I don't love the ingenuity. I hate everything about it.
No, don't be mean.
I'm not being mean. I like David, but it's a bad idea. I'm not doing it.
But you don't have to get all personal with that, where you're cutting limbs off and
nothing
stuff.
Nothing personal about it.
All right. I'm sorry, buddy.
He asked. He called. He said, do you like it or not?
You're right. I'm making it very clear.
You're like
right.
It.
Well, the third one is the most radical, so you may hate this one too, but I'll run it by you anyway.
Okay.
NFL. Mm-hmm. NFL. Extra points and field goals. You have the option to push a button and you narrow the goalpost half to their original width for an additional point.
Hell yeah, I'm doing that.
Oh, sign.
Yes.
Steamed
me
up.
So
yes.
It narrows, you can get 2 points for a kick after a touchdown or an option for a 4-point field goal by narrowing it halfway.
I love it.
This is where, yes.
Me
now,
and David.
The 4-pointer I don't know about, but I liked it because this is a tack on, so now we're getting 10-point touchdowns. That doesn't feel right to
Let's
me.
Let's just do it for extra points.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
No, extra points you get two, but a field goal could be worth 4 points.
The 4 points is harder, but as a generality, I'm going to say yes. I agree to your terms. I like that.
Oh, I see.
He wants extra point for the field goal because you're kicking it between half of the
width. A smaller upright, yeah.
I think it's got to be from a certain distance back, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be field goals, you know, kicked between the new touch the button, half the distance of the posts, field goal. I think it's got to be like 40 or more if you want those points in that situation. I like the idea, though. Garris, you ready?
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag.
Harold's in D.C. on G&D. What's up, Harold?
Hey, fellas. I got a question for you, Grant, but it's about Danny.
Okay.
Okay. Yep.
So when Danny does different voices, does he have a corresponding face to go with each voice? Like if you had on noise-canceling headphones and looked at Danny's face, is he doing Charles Barkley or somebody else? Can you tell?
Okay. So that's a great question. Charles Barkley, I cannot tell.
Mm-hmm.
When he does his De Niro, he's doing De Niro voice and De Niro face.
You got to do face a little bit. You got to do the face a little bit if you're going to do it.
So I can tell
what I'm
that.
Saying? Like the face comes with it.
When he does George W., it's definitely a George W. face.
You have to facialize it. You have to squint as though you're seeing the very bright sun, but only in one eye. You know what I mean? You have to do that.
Obama, I don't think, is a face.
There's some degree of face.
No, there's not face.
When you do it.
There's no face.
There's a little bit of face.
I don't see any
but
face.
I can't do the whole thing.
There's not much face to that
some
one.
Face.
Who else you got?
That's it.
John Walton's no face.
That's right. John Walton's no face.
No face. No, you have others. Mark Wahlberg, that's a little bit of face.
There's like a little bit of face there. Are you saying he changes his face every time?
So I'm going to say this, actually. I've never thought of this. If I put noise-canceling headphones on, and I watched Danny do the impressions without hearing them, I think I would get most of them.
I think you'd get almost 100% of them because there's
Trump is a face. Big face.
Yeah, there's a very big face. Okay, we're talking the biggest face. Excuse me.
Some people say it's a wonderful
face.
It's
a terrific face. Excuse me. You're very nasty. You right there, Bolson. Okay? Why don't you stop this? All right? Your whole attitude is terrible. Okay? But like when you do, there's enough gesticulations and hand movements with each guy. Like when if I ever like make a like a semi C or like a cup with my hand, I kind of like slowly chop the air. Yeah, I'm doing W. You know that. When if I'm doing like my thumb on top of my forefinger pointed at you, it's an Obama. You know what I mean? Like you know.
I think that the mannerisms and the hand movements would I would bat over 800
at least.
But you have enough of them where that like the broadcasters like what's your let me see your John Gruden is that a face? I think that's more of a...
You start doing Gruden, man, you got to make your face scrunch up a little bit, man.
Okay, so that's a face.
Yep. But John Walton, I don't have a face.
No. Consor, no face.
There's no face with Glenn. Maybe a little bit. Maybe like... I'm sort of confused. You know what I mean? There's no... I love you, Glenn. I'm kidding! God, it's... Would you guys relax? Yeah, so I don't know. For like John Walton... Yeah, I don't think there's a face here with Walton. They're down 3-0, but they won the face off. Yeah, there's no face there.
Ben's in Rockville. What's up, Ben?
Hey, Ben.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag.
What do you got?
I'm not going to interrupt the song because Darius kills it
every time.
He does.
I do that live, by the way.
Every time he does it live, every people time. Don't know that.
Darius kills it. So I got something that I don't know if many people noticed, but this was Boston-Seattle. It just happened where there's pitches. It kept coming. Great pitches, too, by the Boston pitcher. And literally, they weren't called. And so the guy was very nice. The Boston pitcher was great about it. And at that point, though, they're getting out based off of a hit. And pitcher runs first base, gets him during that play. But then the ump runs to the pitcher, and you could see him clearly say, "I'm sorry, like I screwed up." And the pitcher says, "Oh, it's cool. When the entire time, the pitcher could have gone nuts, could have said, "Well, this is ridiculous." He didn't remain calm, cool, collective, and was cool about it. And in the end, though, the cool thing, though, was if you watch, it was on John Boy Media, which is where I saw it, where the replay of the video, you can watch him mouth it. They did this whole sort of mouthing sort of thing where they can, you know, tell by
read what lips,
each player is saying. Read exactly lip reading. We can watch the umpires.
So what's
I'm
the question,
sorry.
Ben? What are we digging in on here?
What do you think about that? Where the umpires finally apologizing? This is like the first time it's ever happened.
Yeah, thank God.
The umpires saying I screwed up.
So you actually rarely ever see this, but it is occasional. I actually saw a few nights ago when an umpire, after a call, literally like tapped himself on the chest, the hitter after the inning, after like a bad call, and he was talking to him as he's taking his gloves off and. I don't know if it was John Boy or someone showed that he was like, "Yeah, I missed that one." You see that occasionally, but it's rare.
It is incredibly rare.
Love it though.
It's incredibly rare, and
that's all I ask for.
You stole the words out of my mouth. And literally, that's all anybody can ask for. Like when I'll never forget, there was a play when I was in college years ago. My college coach, who's now the coach at Wake Forest, comes out to argue, and the umpire says, "Listen, hey, I understand. We can't change it. I blew that one. I missed it. We can't change it. Nothing we can do." And coach said, "Okay, thank you." And went back to the dugout. Like that diffuses things. It turns into something else when it becomes a number one off the balcony contest, you know, and you got to puff up and be personally insulted. And now you're bigger than the game.
Let's get one more in.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag.
I believe we had one on X.
We do have one on X from our buddy Tailgate Ted.
What's up, Tailgate?
Hey, Tailgate.
Tailgate says, "Hey, guys, two-part question. Danny, what pickleball paddle do you use, and what is your DUPR rating?" Then he also adds, "What are the odds we can get Grant out on the court for a doubles match with myself and at Ryan Clary 11?
So I will field this one I'll field both. I played about a 4. I don't have the official rating because I can't do tournaments. I'll never be able to do them because all my kids and sports and stuff like that. I get waxed by guys that are 4, 5s, and 5s and even better. I play with the Eula Perseus. That is what I am playing with. I bought a Selkirk Invicta when I thought that's what I wanted, and I play with it. I don't like it anymore. I play with the Eula Perseus. I like it a lot. Very good control. Put spin on it. I provide the power. No problem there. I'm pretty sure. I don't speak for you, Grant, but this is my guess on that. I think it would be snowing in hell, and Grant still wouldn't do a competitive sport thing with me.
No,
I don't think you have any interest in playing with me at all.
With you, less interested, I would say, with all due respect.
No, I said it.
But I would absolutely. I mean, we've had fun. Like for the show, we did our pickleball challenge, and you had fun, and you weren't over the top, and you didn't care that much, and you didn't yell at people. That was cool.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed that. And I think in the right setting for pickleball, you could do that. I think you could just not yell and care that much. But I'm not trying to go out there and like have you take it seriously, if that makes or care at all.
You see what I'm saying,
if
Ted?
If you care more than a little bit,
yeah.
Now I'm not that interested.
Right.
I actually have been playing a little bit, secret thing about me. So I'm about a four. I use a Eula Perseus.
He's not a four.
I use a Eula Perseus. I got a Selkirk Invictus, but it didn't work out. I wanted it to work out, but it didn't.
Because you thought you were going to play more singles.
I thought I'd play more singles. Now it's more doubles.
Because it's heavier, thicker paddle.
I got worked by the four and a halfs and the fives, obviously.
Who do you play with?
But Alex and Nick today. Yep. I played with them. Mm-hmm. And just different guys.
Do you know Mike?
Don't know Mike.
Oh, okay.
Different guys.
Okay.
Different strokes for different folks. But I'm mostly, I use a Eula Perseus.
Which one?
Eula Perseus.
Yep.
And I used to use a Selkirk Invictus.
Mm-hmm.
That's just me, though.
That's just where you are now.
Different people use different paddles. I've got one here, Darris, if you can give me a quick song.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's mailbag.
So Mr. Postman asked, who are all of our favorite boxers of all time? He wants us to all go around the room and name 20 boxers worth. We're not going to do that. So here, who's your favorite boxer, Danny, of all time? And I'll give you mine.
Ooh, that's a great question. Because I haven't cared about boxing in decades. But there was nothing bigger than a Mike Tyson fight when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll say him. I'll say Kid Dynamite.
I really liked, at the apex of my boxing fandom, probably, Lennox Lewis. Was a big Lennox Lewis fan. I also, oddly, at one point in time, watched a bunch of Vitaly Klitschko fights.
Mm-hmm.
When the Klitschko brothers were at top of the heavyweight game. So those are two guys I can remember. I've always been a heavyweight division guy, though.
Lewis, he was, I don't want to say a late bloomer, but he was like in his mid to upper 30s maybe when he finally became champion. He was a clinical fighter at that point.
He fought Tyson.
Yep.
In probably Tyson's last relevant major important fight. I think it was at the Pyramid in Memphis. If memory
good pull.
Serves.
That might be right.
Because I watched it. I remember where I was. I was in West Virginia in my Uncle Howard's basement next to his poppling, crackling fireplace on like an evening when we were all gathered around the TV and rented the fight. And I was a little kid at the time. But yeah, Lennox Lewis was my dude. So there you go. That's Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag, ladies and gentlemen.
That's how we do it.
That's the way the show goes. When we do that, no one had ever come up with that idea. We always thought it's too bad our name's not Tony because when we came up with it, we said it'll be called Tony's Mailbag.
Mm-hmm.
Like, darn it, but we're not Tony.
We're not Tony.
So then we had to do Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag, but we're happy about it nonetheless. Cameron Harris, running back for the DC Defenders at 6. We're G&D on the Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
G&D on the Fan, welcome back. Earlier in the show, we talked to Austin Eckler. He was outstanding. You asked him about the role he expects to have. We talked to him about how he'd like to be used ideally. I want to dive into those things because we're going to open up the MGM National Harbor listener lines to ask you guys, who do you expect to lead this team in yards at the running back position? I'm going to say all-purpose, Danny. For the sake of the conversation, I think that's a better discussion. Brian Robinson last year rushed for 733 yards. He was up to 4.1 yards per carry, a hair better than his rookie year. But if you add in his receiving yards, which was a massive leap from 60 to 368 year over year, he ended up being a 1,000-yard back last year. He got to close to 1,100 yards. He's not going to be, presumably, that dominant of the touches and take up that much of the workload with Eckler having been paid to come in here. But do you think Eckler ends up with more all-purpose yards than Robinson, rushing and receiving? That's the question. This was Eckler when we asked him what he expects his role to be.
Yeah, there's an anticipated role, and I think that plays itself out across, you know, the entire league as far as what you're anticipating preseason going into it based off of, you know, paper. And the, one of the reasons I ended up here was, you know, with Anthony Lynn, I had this similar type of role that I might see here with Melvin Gordon back in the back in my earlier days, my first 3 years, where it was like a split backfield between him and then me. And now it's kind of the same with, you know, Robinson out here, B-Rob, as we call him, where he's the bigger back, 6'2", like 225. I'm still my scat, you know, speed, can catch quickness, can still run the ball, but just get different types of style. So that's kind of the anticipated role I see it kind of playing out as, really kind of a change of pace that we're kind of seeing across the league too. You see it, you know, with the Lions, seen it with me and Melvin, seen it with Mark Ingram and Alvin Kamara. You saw it with Zeke and Tony Pollard. And so there's some other examples I'm probably forgetting, but I can see it like that type of backfield.
So as you look at that, when he's talking about him and Melvin Gordon, go back to 2019. Austin Eckler had 224 touches in that season. Brian Robinson last year had 214. Now, Eckler's majority of his touches came via the passing game, had 90 catches for 993 yards, an incredible receiving season for anybody, let alone a running back, right? I don't know that we're going to do 92 catches out of the backfield for Austin Eckler, but if you give these guys the same amount of touches, they'll be in different ways. I imagine you'd say Robinson gets more carries, Eckler gets more receptions. Eckler's going to outgain him if we're doing all-purpose yards. I'd bet money on that, in fact. I probably will if it's available to do so. I think Eckler ends up with more. He, you know, if you have roughly the same amount of usage, because I don't think you're going to have Robinson dominate, you know, snaps maybe 3-1 or something like that. It's going to be closer to 50-50, I think, with Kingsbury and company on offense. And if Eckler gets a similar number of touches, the only way for Robinson to win in terms of yardage is if he has just way more opportunities than Eckler, and I just don't see it happening that way.
Well, it feels like maybe that's still the expectation, though. I mean, the one thing I'll say is this group didn't draft Brian Robinson. So the fact that he was a third-round pick and that he's shown pretty well for 2 years and he's been around a 750 average, you know, yard guy the last couple seasons, that's fine. They're going to watch the film. They're going to see what they like and don't like. But there's no proclivity to making sure that he gets touches or that he gets the work because he's not their guy. In fact, the opposite is true where you brought in Eckler. So to make yourself look good and to make it seem like you made the right decisions, you're going to empower Austin Eckler. You're probably going to give him some of the looks. You know what's funny is he carried the ball the same exact number of times last year as Brian Robinson, basically.
Yeah, and he had the worst running totals of his career by far. He'd been a mid-fours to upper-fours guy, smaller sample size his first couple years as a change of pace back, truly averaging in the fives. That's like that Chris Thompson, J.D. McKissick yards per carries, that's not an authentic one. When he's more of an every down back, he's been in the 4.4, 4.5, 4.6 range his whole career. Last year dipped all the way down to 3.5 yards per carry. Not a good fit. And I thought you asked a great question about that, basically, you know, without saying it. Hey, dude, you went way, 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 way down in terms of some of the production last year. What's the deal? He gave a great answer, of course, because he gives great answers. But that's a fair question is, are you as good a runner of the football? A.K.A. snap happens. Linemen start blocking. They hand you the rock. Are you still you?
Do you think they have to have a plan going into the season at that position? And it's not like quarterback. Why couldn't you just say Robinson's going to get first and second down carries in week one and, you know, Eckler's going to be our McKissick, mm-hmm. our Gibson? and then we're going to ride the hot hand. If Robinson's rolling, if he averages 4.7 in game number one and rushes for 97 yards, then you run it back in game two. But if he's averaging 2.9 and you can't get the running game going,
yeah,
then you feed Eckler. And if Eckler runs hard, then he takes over. And then when he cools off, which is inevitable, then you go back to Robinson. Why can't you do it that way? And do they really have to have defined roles?
Now, it's not less like so at that spot.
A closer no, and a setup point. Man, right? I mean, you know, it is a little bit of, I'm tired, I'm leaving, you come in.
Mm-hmm.
Rotation anyway.
And also, you don't want tells. This is what you know what drove me nuts at times with Washington's offenses over the years, where it's like, you know, this big flare gun shot in the air going, big back on the field, big back on the field, run between the tackles, here we go, versus, you know, third down back, here comes the passing formation. I want mixing and matching. I mean, the thing that you and I begged for a while, a few years ago, if you remember, was please bring J.D. McKissic onto the field before it's third and 11. Please on first and 10 sometimes, toss him the football or hand it off to him or do something where you're not just basically saying, hey, this uphill check down, that's not going to go anywhere. Have some mix and match. If the only time Austin Eckler gets the ball is on a passing down, it's a mistake. If the only time Brian Robertson gets the ball is on a running down, that's a mistake. You got to mix and match.
Well, you know what I really liked about when we had Eckler on and you asked him about how would he want to be used?
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about, if I was designing looks for myself, this is what I would do. It was a lot of things that are kind of the opposite of Brian Robinson, to be honest. And I do think maybe it's a really good fit because he can do a lot of the stuff you want done in column A, and Eckler can handle column B. Like, as a ball carrier, he even said, I'll occasionally run between the tackles, but I like to get the ball in space. Give me a toss. You know, give me a power run out wide. Give me a stretch carry. Get me out past the tackle box into space where they're not, I think is how he referenced it. And that's not necessarily Robinson's strength. That was more of the Gibson McKissic back the last few years out of shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
B-Rob's coming downhill and being a battering ram. But between that and then the pass-catching dexterities, I think they are different enough that it could work. This was Austin Eckler talking about his season last year with the Chargers and why it didn't go as well as some of them previously.
Yeah, you know, I really don't like to look back in the past, but just some things that were different, right? You obviously had the injury, but, you know, I came back from that. We had a different coordinator. Our all-pro center was out. Maybe I wasn't playing as well for whatever reason. Injury just, you know, was not seeing things clearly as I was in the thing before. There's a lot of factors that could have played that were my fault, the environment. I hate talking about that because it's like now it sounds like I'm just throwing out all these excuses of why, you know, it was a down year. It was a down year. We didn't get it done. I'm a part of it. It was my fault. It was the team's fault. We were all in on that. You know, I'm not trying to point fingers. I hate doing that. So for me, it's like, okay, let's look forward. Let's look forward. Regardless if it's a good year or bad year, it really doesn't matter. It matters, hey, we got through it. Now I have another opportunity. And so that's where my eyes are set. And so, yeah, in the fantasy world, if you have one bad game, you know, you're going to get flamed of, oh, you're washed, you lost any money, and you feel that's where you feel the media really start to have weight. And then if you put a year together where it's like, hey, this was not an anticipated year that you were expected to have, right, everyone is going to be on this bandwagon of, oh, you suck, you're this, you're that. And so you can't get caught up in all that, man. That's what the media is going to say. And I know the media does play a role into, you know, weight of, you know, what people think about you and create these narratives. But as an individual, I block it all out, man. I cannot get into that. Like, I know who I am. I know what I'm about. I know that my fundamentals and my intentions and my principles that I live by will continue to carry me through. And that's what I have to stand on. And so that's what I'm doing this year with my new opportunity.
I want to get into why I think Eckler's got a lot left and why he will be helpful this year next. But do you guys think he'll gain more yards of offense than Brian Robinson? Or do you think B-Rob, because he'll be the focal point in the ground game, will still be the top back yardage-wise, and he'll basically be more of a third down back as a receiver? 800-636-1067. You want to hop in. MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. We're Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Really, the difference as far as me, I'm still the physical type player that I have been, but now I've added a lot of depth to my knowledge base and to my leadership. Being able to bring guys with me, and not only that, but also be able to understand a playbook, be able to help other guys articulate it, be able to help any young guy. You know, we had Justin Herbert as a rookie out there. And so being able to, you know, carry some of the load of the mental and making sure that I'm in the right spot, knowing the plays, even if it maybe didn't come out right, or he's, you know, still worried about, you know, the coverage or whatever they got going on in the quarterback room. I think that's where I've grown the most. Like I said, the physical stuff, yeah, is great. I can anticipate a lot more now because I've seen it a lot more and I know the keys to look for when it comes to blitz pickups, you know, running my option routes, things like that. And so I would say I'm a more mature player that can now actually be more effective because of the knowledge as well.
That's Austin Ekeler. Will he be the starting running back for the Commanders by year's end? How much time will he take on the field from Ryan Robinson? We're diving into that. Speaking of starting running backs, the focal point of the running game for the D.C. Defenders of the United Football League joins us at the top of the hour, Cameron Harris, right at 6 o'clock here on Grant and Danny on the Fan. So what's your answer to that? I mean, if we're doing a pie of carries between the two, you think it's 60-40 B-Rob? 70-30? Where are you at?
In between 60 and 65 to 30 and to 35 and 40, somewhere in there. I mean, I think they're going to major in having Robinson do the carries. The evidence now says we don't want to beat up Austin Ekeler. Like the same way the last regime was going, we're going to have Antonio Gibson kind of do what Brian Robinson does. Mistake, wrong, stupid. Different skill sets, right? You heard when Ekeler gave that great answer about how he'd want to be deployed, he went on for about 90 seconds, and then he'd put me in the slot. And then you could run me in motion this way. And then you could put me here and put me here. Screen game, this, choice routes, option routes. You notice it wasn't battering ram between the tackles, thumping a linebacker, helmet on helmet. You notice it wasn't that, right? So there's a reason you have different styles. You make defenses prepare for both and have to account for both and deal with both. So, yeah, I think Robinson will out-carry, assuming health, obviously. But if let's say everybody's healthy for 17, which is naive. It's the running back position in the NFL. But if they are, I think Robinson has, you know, I don't know, close to 200 carries, give or take, and then Ekeler's around that 150 range.
I also wonder how Chris Rodriguez figures into this. When he's touched the ball, I've liked what I've seen. Now, he averaged 4.8 per carry last year, more than Brian Robinson, pretty substantially, well over a half yard more than B-Rob. And it's a smaller sample, just 50 carries, obviously. But, you know, we have seen Robinson for his career be down closer to, you know, 3.9 and change or whatever. And that's a yard less than what Rodriguez churned out last year as a sixth-round pick. So I'd like to see him get some first and second down looks as well. But I do agree with you. I think B-Rob gets the bulk of the carries, and I think ultimately Ekeler is more of a pass catcher and a change of pace, you know, outside zone, stretch run, tosses, stuff outside the tackles without trying to get too predictable. I pointed out, though, that I think he's got a chance to bounce back. Here are just some of the things that went against him. He got injured in week one. He was never healthy again after that for the rest of the season. Now, he didn't necessarily say that when he joined us, but that's just what happened. He got hurt in the first week, and as I call it, he was chasing his tail for the rest of the year. That's first and foremost. Second, the Chargers' offensive line last year, where do you think they ranked in run blocking?
I'm going to guess not particularly high. I don't know the top of my head. Let's say 19th.
32nd.
That's the last team you could be.
Dead last in run blocking last year. In run block win percentage, they ranked 24th. They were not moving people. They were not creating holes. They were not helping him all that much. And then Justin Herbert goes down, and he breaks his finger in week 6. Now, I'm not here to beat up on Easton Stick, which is very different than Danny, because Danny got up today, yep, and he texted us on the group chat. He said, I can't wait to beat up on Easton Stick.
I didn't get a good night's sleep last night because I was thinking about that bum, Easton Stick.
But with all due respect to the aforementioned Easton Stick, I'm sure. I'm quite sure that anybody defensively was thinking anything other than, let's load the box and make Easton Stick beat us. There's not a coordinator in the game that's worried about that guy. And for these reasons, Austin Eckler's got a shot. And Warren Sharp and some of the analytics people I follow have kind of pointed to, there is a chance that he ends up having a real big bounce back. And I'm pulling for that. Because I love the player, and having had him on the show today, he just seems like, mm-hmm, a great dude.
Absolutely. And it, by the way, it'd be a boon. Because the whole point of a guy like that is, what can I do to make it easier on my quarterback? Oh, I know. Me. How about a guy that catches passes tremendously easily out of the backfield? That can be everything from a good option to a check down. So you get something positive, even when the design isn't there. Yeah. Oh, how about the guy that's been the best at that over the last couple of seasons? Great. We have him. Perfect. Yes.
I just got a tweet. I'm at Grant H. Paulson. Danny's at Funny Danny. Chris, our buddy, goes, you get so steamed up for Chris Rodriguez. I kind of do.
Factual.
I do. It's not a guy necessarily when you had Brian Robinson that I would have drafted right then and right there in the sixth round. But yeah, facts. I like the guy. Here's what I like about him. I know this is crazy and this makes me a silly goose. Every time he runs the ball, he gets like 6 yards. That's what I like about him.
Mm.
All right, we'll talk to another guy who's trying to get to the league as an RB, Cameron Harris of the Defenders, and we'll get you your Caps power play and your Nats lineups before a giant night in DC sports next on Greg and Dave.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.